The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's been a concerted effort to get people to stop smoking.
Have you ever smoked?
I've tried it, but never.
Catch on?
No, it never stuck. I can't believe it didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, my father smoked at one point almost 3 packs a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, I was a generation, a lot of people smoked. I mean, there were ashtrays everywhere. Do you even remember ashtrays in restaurants?
No.
Dude, it was horrible if you didn't smoke.
I know age is the thing, but was there ashtrays in the planes too? Was it a...
Yeah.
So you were in a plane and people were smoking?
Absolutely.
That's fascinating
to me. If you look at the little armrest, sometimes in the older planes, a little cutout area, that was for...
And in the bathrooms too.
Yeah.
You could see ashtrays in the bathroom. It was just fascinating.
It was horrible. It was everywhere. I worked in radio stations. You would go into... And Kirk, you probably don't remember this either. When you went into a restaurant, you sat down at the table, you see the salt and pepper shaker and the little thing of sugars, the little packets, there'd be an ashtray there.
Well, remember they had a smoking and non-smoking section too, whenever I would go to, so they would separate it out.
Yeah, and most of the time they were separated by a half wall.
Yeah, it wasn't even that sometimes.
You're still next to the person because the smoke knows this is the non-smoking section. As a non-smoker, it was horrible to deal with. So, so awful. And it was ashtrays everywhere you went. In people's homes, decorative ones, and it was like a piece of art, and it was filled with cigarette butts. Think about that. This was just the culture. And there was a concerted effort because smoking is bad for you. Yeah. Will it give everybody cancer? No. The odds of you getting some illness as a result of smoking is very high. It's really, really awful for you. I think most of us know that now. So a concerted effort to get people to quit smoking. I don't think that's the government's job to get people to stop doing destructive things to themselves. I don't think that's their job. But okay, they did it. They said, this is bad. We're going to put labels. I don't like them, you know, restricting business or mandating on businesses. But okay, it's out there. And on some level, it was successful. There are, by percentage, less smokers in America now. And that's a wonderful thing, right?
Yeah. No, it
is.
No.
There's other shoes to drop. In their world, they said, smoking is bad. We need to save more people. The government will tell people to quit smoking. Well, we can't. Prohibition doesn't work. Trust me. If alcohol prohibition was not around in the 1920s, they would have absolutely done a smoking prohibition over the last years. But everybody brings it up. We know that doesn't work, is what they say. Okay. So we need to influence them, which, again, should not be the government's job. But they did it. And a bunch of people quit smoking. What that means is those people who quit smoking are now around longer.
Okay.
Meaning they have to be provided for. Meaning they're a drag on society.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, you had more people dying. So now the population is increasing. And because of modern medicine, we're able to save more people. But... that's a good thing, Doc. People are living. Okay, good. You didn't count on that, but okay. New statistics show that the people that are still smoking are the poorest among us. The only people that their campaign to get people to quit smoking was successful on are people that are affluent or middle class. People with greater education. So the less educated and the poor among us are still smoking. You get the significance of that?
Yes.
The less educated and the poor are people who use more government services. Modern technology keeps them around longer. Who pays for their health care?
We all do.
We do. So the people who pushed big government health care, we've got to take care of people, your tax dollars, we got to redistribute the wealth, they were successful at having fewer wealthy and middle-class smokers, but not successful at getting the poorer people that they have to take care of off of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to pay for those people.
Yeah.
It has also hit the smoking and tobacco industry. So there's fewer jobs in those sectors to help contribute to the taxes to pay for the smokers. Do you see this horrible system that... the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Have you ever heard that?
I heard that, yes. Don't know where it came from, but I heard it.
You try. You're like, well, let's do this good thing. But you've got to understand there are always extenuating circumstances and always outcomes that you you don't understand or can't predict. Whenever you intervene in anything, even if you have the best intentions, there's always going to be something you didn't plan for. It's going to affect something else. Not always in a horrible way, but there are going to be other things. Now, you got these poor smokers that need more health care and we're paying for. What do you think happens now? Is that the government going to say, oh, let's back off. Let's let people live their lives. Let them be responsible for themselves. No. Are they going to say, we need to now ban smoking outright? No. They're not going to do that because of prohibition and the backlash and the tobacco lobby. Not going to do that. They're going to continue to put up more and more restrictions, more warning labels and stuff. Well, that has not been successful with the poorer people. So you're still not accomplishing anything. It's just more expense, more government control. Got it. Still not going to get those people. They're still going to be a drag. They still have their motivations to get these people off of tobacco. What will they say next?
Well, I don't know. What else is there to say?
They need more government control.
Oh.
They need to intervene in these people's lives. Again, we can't say a prohibition. We would never say that. We're going to need to control their health care costs more.
Oh.
And we're going to need to control those. They will launch into any number of new programs and control measures that are not directly about cigarettes, but to control these people that we're now paying for. And they will market this greater control with the idea of, well, you don't want to pay for these people, do you? The very people who pushed more government control and the government needs to take care of health care. We need a single-payer system. Oh, we can't have that. We'll use Obamacare, where the government needs to be part of the health care solution, right? And we need to redistribute. That the government needs to be there. Are going to sell greater control to the more conservative people by saying, you don't want to pay for those people, do you? Then we need more control to make sure you don't have to pay for them.
That's pretty smart.
That's what they're going to do. They did that a little bit with Obamacare. They said the reason we need a mandate that everybody has it, because why should you have to pay for somebody else? Everybody should have skin in the game, right? We got to make sure everybody's... How about we all just take care of ourselves? We all had skin in the game when we were all taking care of ourselves.
Personal responsibility.
Right. That's how it works. So they're going to use some of the same arguments that we make against this stuff against us to encourage. And there will be a lot of people, oh, you're right, I don't want to pay for them, forgetting there is a better way. The better way is to not pay for people at all. For us to, as a government, as a group of people who vote for a government to maintain basic law and order, the basic, most fundamental, smallest amount of structure for a society to operate, could be, how about the government back off a little bit? And you take personal responsibility, and if you don't, you will suffer the consequences. They could do that, and guess what? Then I don't have to worry about paying for you. Smoke up, Johnny. Enjoy. Have a good day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.